This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, John, you ready?
Yes, sir.
People can send these in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. The first one, hunting debate. John, me and some of my friends got into an annual debate that always seems to come up this time of year. Bow hunting versus rifle hunting. I prefer bow hunting. It's pure, bigger challenge. The rifle hunting feels like easy mode by comparison. Some in our group will say, man invented guns because they're better than bows. And this time of year is their favorite. Where do you stand?
I like both. To be honest with you, I like to be able to reach out and touch them as far away as possible. I also like the close encounter of bow hunting. It really comes down to availability. We had the one caller, Western Wayne County. You're not allowed to use a rifle. So if you don't want a shotgun, in some places you're not even allowed to do that, then bow hunting is your only option. If I had to pick between the two, I would pick bow hunting just because I enjoy it more. I don't think it's better or worse than gun hunting. I love shooting guns, and I love hunting with guns. So for me, it's just a matter of availability. And Jack likes to shoot a bow.
Is bow hunting more difficult? I mean, I know nothing about it, but I feel like I would need like more training to shoot a bow accurately than I would need training to shoot a gun accurately. But maybe I haven't done either.
Maybe there's a little bit more practice involved. So you obviously have to practice with your rifle. You have to sight it in. You have to do the same thing with a bow. You probably have to account for more variables like wind. It's going to affect an arrow or a bolt coming out of a crossbow more than it will a bullet. But if you're shooting, 300 yards, you have to account for it as well.
I would have trouble even like getting the bow. Like, I feel like you need a lot of strength for that.
So there's different draw weights and the let off on the compound bow. So the technology has made it so much easier. So yes, I believe you could bow hunt as well.
If I got the right bow.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is another one about hunting. Dear John, my 16-year-old son was invited on a hunting trip, and I let him go and gave him money to reimburse the other parents for food and ammunition. He said he had a great time with his friend. His mom, my ex, is now very angry that I didn't consult her before allowing this to happen. She said she doesn't want him to go hunting again. I told her she has no say over what happens when our son is at my house. We got into a big fight over it. She has, let's see. She said, as long as he's under 18, we have to co-parent and make decisions together. The thing is, since he turned 16 and can go back and forth between homes on his own, there's absolutely no need for us to interact with each other anymore. And I told her so much. She said I need to respect her as the mother of my child and make decisions with her. I said, no, our relationship is over. Well, my girlfriend said I need to make nice with my ex because it will be better in the long run, which is making me wonder if I was unreasonable.
So your words were not the royal words. When at my house, my rules, you have no say, that's not going to go over well, no matter if you're talking about what you're feeding them for lunch or letting them go hunting. Now, there's so many different things that are going on here. Obviously, your relationship was over a long time ago. You do need to have a discussion. And having been a part of these discussions, they're not always going to be easy, but they have to be had, and you have to be able to use better language. In regards to, he can ultimately let him go hunting. The question I would have in terms of that topic is, what type of experience has the child been in? I'm not going to send him off with somebody if he's never fired a weapon before. That's unreasonable. Like, you have to go through hunter safety. I would assume that he has, because you have to have it as a youngster to even get your license. So, but there's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You're being unreasonable. I didn't know all about the, you have to go through training. Like, I'm picturing this guy just sent off his son to go hunting.
Both need to be a little bit more reasonable. she needs to be a little bit more reasonable as well. If that is something that he has done, and especially something that he did while they were married, she knows that it's a part of his life, and he wants to share that with his son. Now, not the issue may have been for her sending him with someone else versus going with her ex-husband.
There's a lot of backstory we need, because when you say it like that, if the dad was a hunter and the son's been hunting before, it's in his wheelhouse. To me, I took it as not this. He's just going with a buddy, going out to hunt. Never done this before. Didn't consult with me. It is their son, still under 18.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to co-parent still at that point, even if it's tough, even if you don't want to, you still have to.
What the son wants matters. If the son wants to go hunting,
it does matter, but it doesn't mean he has to get what he wants.
Yeah. Right. But if one parent will okay it and the son wants to hunt, the other parent might have to just suck it up, right? What?
Yes, it's.
No,
but
if my daughter wants candy and I say no, she goes to daddy. Daddy looks at me and I said, I already said no. And he says, she already said, like, kids do that. They play off each parent and which one's going to say yes.
But if he wants to explore a hobby and dad supports it, mom gets to say, like, swap hunting with wants to be on the baseball team. Mom can just veto it.
So this conversation comes up in terms of football. Like, dad wants him to play football, mom doesn't, and now there's an issue. Like, okay, it's very different topics, but this is something that you need to communicate and work through.
Yes.
This next one is titled Family Recipe. John, I have this old family recipe for a pasta sauce that's been passed down for generations. My mom taught it to me when I was a kid.
And Bolognese?
Does not say. Says it became my thing. Make it for all sorts of occasions, birthdays, family gatherings, nights in with friends. Everyone raves about it. I take pride in it, and I keep it close to the original. One of my close friends, Emily, asked me for the recipe. She's been experimenting in the kitchen lately and thought it would be fun to try herself. At first, I laughed it off, but she kept pressing. Emily isn't Italian and doesn't have a lot of experience cooking from scratch, so I was a little hesitant. It felt weird giving away something that feels tied to my family, especially since my mom passed away and treated it as a family-only thing. I told her I didn't feel comfortable. She got annoyed, saying it's just sauce, not some huge family heirloom. Now things are awkward between us. She's been short with me ever since and made snarky comments about a dinner party of how I, quote, gatekeep sauce. Mutual friends have said I should just give in to avoid drama. John, what should I do?
Yeah, first of all, whether she's Italian or not, it doesn't matter. Whether she is a scratch cook or not, doesn't matter. Why wouldn't you want more people to enjoy the recipe that is the legacy of your ancestors? Like, that to me is, now, if it doesn't turn out, okay, that's always a possibility.
Sure.
But the original always will be, hey, the best is always when they come to my house. But I would love for any of my recipes, I give it to them. Like, why would you want to gatekeep that?
It's a recipe. Yeah. Share it. They're meant to be shared. Yes. Food is meant to be enjoyed by all and shared by all. It's a silly recipe.
It's not a silly recipe. It's a silly discussion about a recipe.
Yes. It's just share it.
Yeah. It comes from this place of insecurity. Like,
food unites.
You're more than the person who makes this sauce. I think it's very insecure that if other people know how to make it, then I won't be valuable in the friend group.
I won't be as special.
Yeah. Share it. Food is meant to be shared.
It is.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Finally, we have one called Family Heirloom. My family has two heirlooms that we give to a bride and groom when they get married. For the men, it's a set of cufflinks, and for the women, it's a bracelet. This tradition is essentially our family's way of saying we're accepting you into the family. We did this with our oldest two children, and now our youngest son is engaged. When my future daughter-in-law got engaged, I gave her the bracelet and explained it family heirloom, expressing how meaningful it would be if she wore it at the wedding. I did say, you know what, if you don't want to wear it during the ceremony, that's fine. But if you could wear it maybe during the reception, that would be awesome, right? It's this white jade bracelet, and I shared the significance with her. Well, now with the wedding only a few months away, there's a problem. My daughter has been getting to know my future daughter-in-law and learned that she thinks the bracelet is ugly and is complaining about it. My future daughter-in-law even learned that she's been saying some hurtful things about me, calling me controlling for giving her the bracelet. Since she clearly doesn't want or respect it, I asked for it back. That's when things got messy. She made a big deal about how I was excluding her from the family by taking it back. Now she's pissed and calling me a jerk. My son also thinks I'm being a jerk for taking it back, even after I showed him what she had said. People are divided over this, saying that by taking it back, it implies I don't see her as family or trust her with the heirloom.
These are my least favorite topics. So here's what you do. You have a conversation with the future daughter-in-law, because there's a lot more riding on this than just whether she wears it or not. Everything comes and goes in style. And I mean, if she doesn't appreciate the fact that it's a family heirloom, there may be some issues there, but there are always things that you can get over and get around. If she's willing to wear it, what she thinks about it in terms of how it looks on her, if she's at least willing to take some pictures, wear it at the reception for a little bit, then just accept it. I mean, she doesn't have to like it.
The problem with this story, I think, is the actual daughter. You're hanging out with a new future daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law is sharing some gossip with you. Like, I don't really like the bracelet. I think it's ugly. I don't think it goes with my dress.
And then you're going to report to mommy?
Yeah, that's your problem. Your daughter is the problem. Yeah. She should never have shared that information in the first place.
But again, be open. These are not easy conversations, not comfortable conversations. But have the conversation with your daughter.
Yeah, but you can't take the bracelet back, right?
You can't. No, you can't. But then again, have the conversation with your daughter-in-law and say, okay, I understand that it might not be your style, but what you said was very hurtful to me.
And she probably thought she was venting and speaking freely.
I agree.
Didn't know that it was going to be relayed in those harsh terms.
Right. Again, it's comfortable, but it does open up the opportunity where if something in the future happens, now you have that communication that's already been opened up, that daughter and future daughter-in-law can come to you.
Sure.
You can go to them. There needs to be communication.
Well, I agree with that, but I do think she completely messed up by asking for it back, because that daughter-in-law is always going to have that. Like, that's...
Yeah.
There's going to always be that in the background.
But then how do you feel about it and explain, this is why I asked for it back.
It'd still be there in my mind.
How do you feel about insisting that she wears it?
Yeah, women never forget anything.
The insisting on wearing it, I think, is a little extreme, because I do think women have an idea of what they want their day to look like. And I know it might sound stupid, even as small as a little bracelet, it's still something. If she doesn't think it matches or goes with her dress, I don't think you should insist on her wearing it.
Well,
I think
that you can't just put it on for one picture.
No, the picture's fine. Yeah, sure. Wear it for a photograph. It'd be really
this
nice to get in a picture.
For my mother-in-law, I'm going to put it on.
Yes.
Take the picture. Take it off.
And that is Dear John. It's 97.1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.